Today in 1960, Elvis Presley begins filming the Paramount Pictures movie G.I. Blues, where he's cast as soldier Tulsa McClain. It wasn't a very long marriage, but today in 1977, Buck Owens marries Buckaroo fiddle player Jana Grief. Citing irreconcilable differences, Buck files for divorce just 3 days later. Today in 1985, Columbia Records releases the Highwaymen album, featuring the supergroup of Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson. Their debut single is also called Highwaymen. It becomes a number one hit on the Billboard country charts, but also gets played by some Midwestern and Southern rock radio stations. On the same day in 1985, Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter stopped by for a visit and donated a guitar to the music program at Nashville's Ensworth School. Today in 1988, Clint Black signs with RCA Records. His debut 1989 album, Killin' Time, produces four consecutive number one singles, A Better Man, Walkin' Away, the title track, and Nobody's Home. Today in the year 2000, Leanne Rimes sues her dad Wilbur and her former co-manager Lyle Walker, charging they diverted more than $7 million from a company created to oversee her finances. Today in 2003, grocery shoppers across America do double takes at the checkout counter because the Dixie Chicks appear nude on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, with words such as boycott, traitors, and free speech superimposed on their bodies. Today in 2006, Chris Young launches his country music career when he wins the season finale of the USA Network's show Nashville Star. Today in 2013, Alan Jackson closed the George Jones Memorial with a rendition of He Stopped Loving Her Today at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry House. I want to say happy 70th birthday today to singer-songwriter Larry Gatlin, born in Seminole, Texas. Larry teamed up with his brothers Steve and Rudy in the late 70s and became one of country music's most successful groups in the 70s and 80s, with 33 singles reaching the top 40. And happy 56th birthday to singer-songwriter Ty Herndon, born in Meridian, Mississippi. His debut single, What Mattered Most, reached number one, and I think it still holds up today. And that's what happened today in country music history for May 2nd. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Google Play.